Here's a thought I'll title, With the Passage of Time. I know I can't be the only photographer who looks back at their earlier work and feels a certain sense of embarrassment. What was I thinking? Of all the negatives or digital captures I had to choose from, why did I think this one was worth printing and matting and, God forbid, framing? No matter how I try, and even if I remember the experience of photographing it and printing it in the darkroom and matting it and framing it, I shake my head and say, what did I see in this image? And I sure hope I didn't sell very many of these, if any, because that means they'd be out there in the world. And then I realize, isn't it equally odd, that a few images from those early years seem to have held up pretty well? In other words, the same tools that I used to judge my images, judged some successful that aren't, and probably judged others as losers that aren't, because I do go back from time to time and find an image in the archives and say, how did I miss this one? This is great. So eventually that leads to one simple question. Can I trust my own aesthetic judgments? Will the images I'm producing today seem silly 5 or 10 years from now? And of course, those kinds of thoughts move in both directions. There is today, our current self, the work we are doing now, and then there's all that stuff we've done in the past, plus all that stuff we might do in the future, all of which is dependent on the same judgment that led to some really questionable images from the past and is likely to do so in the future. What are we to do? Well, there's only one answer that occurs to me anyway. The answer is that each finished piece of artwork is simply a product of its time. And it probably shouldn't be surprising that the work that I valued and did in my 20s is going to be looked at with different eyes in my 70s and different judgments with each passing decade. That leads me to the simple idea that when we produce a piece of artwork is an incredibly important bit of the provenance. How old were we when we produced it? And with that in mind, I always date everything that I do artistically. Every finished piece of work gets dated not with the date I made the photograph, or at least I should say not only with the date I made the photograph, or the date I exposed the film or captured the digital file, or the date that I completed the Photoshop work to finish the image. No, the most important date is the date I completed the project or completed the image and it was done, because that's the date that encapsulates when in my artistic life a piece of work was finished. The finishing date becomes an important part of the provenance. And with that in mind, doesn't it seem perfectly natural that whatever I finished in my 20s will be different than what I finished in my 30s, that'll be different than what I finished in my 70s? And by the way, here in my 70s, if I find a negative that I exposed 50 years ago and can now make a decent print of it, which is the important date? The date I exposed the negative, developed it, and stuck it in the archive to live for 50 years while I was waiting for something to happen? Or today's date, the date that I pulled it out, found an artistic statement I wanted to make with that negative, and made a print, and matted, and framed, and numbered, and signed it? Our artistic and creative life changes. Matter of fact, it constantly changes. And I can't help but think that the date we finished something will help us in our future understand our own creative path and possibly help others understand it too.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.